RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
If you were to look around your home, you would see that there are toxic chemicals around your home, and children can encounter these pesticides every day. And because they're littler, they're uniquely vulnerable to the toxicity of some of the things we might find around our home. My guest is Dr. Catherine Carr. She's an academic pediatrician, environmental health researcher, and the director of the Northwest Pediatric Environmental Health Specialty Unit. So, Dr. Carr, first, the American Academy of Pediatrics has put out a new policy statement on pesticide exposure in children. Please tell us about that.
Yes. Well, this is the a brand new review for the American Academy of Pediatrics on this topic of children and pesticides. And it is the first formal recommendations on what should be done about this issue. It highlights concerning and growing knowledge that's developed in recent years linking children's exposure to pesticides to some of the major health concerns facing children today.
So what? So it's making recommendations based on what? So based on the health things that you pediatricians have been seeing, based on, and how do, are the recommendations for you or for us?
Well, the recommendations are directed at a number of audiences. One of the primary audiences, of course, is pediatricians, and so there's recommendations about what pediatricians need to know, how to discuss these issues with patients, and how to help patients and families reduce children's exposure to pesticides. There's also recommendations to government because they play a big role in whether or not a child will encounter pesticides in the places where they play, live, go to school, etc.
Wow, so the recommendations to government, you know, to reduce this pesticide exposure based on things like maybe communities, mosquito spraying, is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
Right. It has to do with a number of things, certainly community-level policies, and that's something that families can get involved in as well as, you know, governments and their role of setting policies. But families can certainly work locally to promote policies and practices at school, at parks, and community places where children spend time about what's the safest way to control pests, how to do good pest control without exposing children to more toxic pesticides.
Now, as a pediatrician, are you seeing more things that you're attributing or would, you know, and you can give an opinion here that you would think would be attributed to the pesticides that we've got? I mean, because also, Dr. Carr, there is antibiotics in food, there's pesticides on food, there's hormone. I mean, are you seeing more cancers, cognitive function, behavioral problems, things like that, that you might think would contribute, would be a result of the things that we're seeing?
That's a really good question, and that's exactly why I think we're concerned about pesticides at the American Academy of Pediatrics, particularly the Council on Environmental Health, is that some of these major problems, especially the long-term chronic health problems in children today, like ADHD, learning problems, problems associated with being born low birth weight or premature.
Or even asthma.
And asthma. And cancer, although it's, thank God, it's fairly rare in children. Over the last 20 years or so, there are higher rates of pediatric cancers, particularly leukemias and brain cancer, the most common in children. And so, of course, as scientists, as pediatricians, as a population, we all want to understand why. And with pesticides, as we have more sophisticated studies, as we have more research and knowledge about them, starting to be links made between pesticide exposure and all of these outcomes I just mentioned. And so they may very well play a role, certainly not by themselves, and I think everyone will recognize that it's, and you kind of pointed it out, a child is not just exposed to, you know, a pesticide, especially one single pesticide, but, you know, they are living in the world and they are going to encounter other types of chemicals. There are also other factors in their lives, perhaps nutritional status and other things that may work together with the toxicity of pesticides to make them more vulnerable, sort of tip them over the edge biologically into developing some of these concerning outcomes.
So pesticides are you know, in many different places. And in another segment, we will talk about things around the home and toxic chemicals. But when we are talking just about the pesticides, where are we seeing these? What kind of pesticides are we talking about?
Right. So pesticides is a big, broad term. And what it means is all of those chemicals you might have in your house to kill a pest. And that pest might be an insect. So you can think about the flea bomb or can sprays for, you know, ants and cockroaches and those types of things. They also are the products that are designed to poison rats. We call those rodenticides. There are also a lot of things used in your lawn and garden to kill plants, herbicides. All of these are pesticides designed to kill something living. So you may have pesticides around your home or in your garage or stored somewhere that are designed to control weeds, to control insects, to control rodent infestations, and all of these may have some toxicity for children. So it's very, very important that if you have products at home like this, that they are stored properly out of the reach of children, locked up, so that a child cannot encounter them.
And what is considered exposure?
Well, exposure is everything from high dose, short term, so the toddler gets into the cabinet in the garage, sees some liquid, takes a drink, this sort of accidental, you know, unintentional ingestion. Two, there's residues from using pesticides on the lawn, from pest control at the school or the daycare, and the child who's crawling on surfaces, picking up things and putting them in their mouth, those are all ways and sources of exposure for a child. And, of course, there's pesticides used in the production of our food. And so for most children, an important source of exposure is through diet.
Well, and that, I mean, that's a whole show on its own. So what do we do if we feel like our children have been exposed? You know, the mosquito abatement goes by and your kids are running around out there playing. Do we worry about that?
Well, I think the best thing to do is to be aware if something like that is going to. First of all, it'd be nice to work with you know, at the community level to determine what the safest best practice is for controlling some pest problem. Now, if it's mosquitoes and we're talking about a disease, you know, mosquito-borne disease that really presents a risk. You know, you do want to control those mosquitoes, but there is an array of different management techniques, from very toxic pesticides that we know a lot about the toxicity to less toxic emerging biological type controls and others. So that's one issue. The other is if a pesticide is going to spread in your community, it'd be nice to have a policy in place where you can be informed so you know ahead of time so your kid isn't out there running around getting directly hit, with drift or
whatever it happens
air.
To
so,
be.
So you can do some, you know, change in your behavior. And of course, if a child is exposed and you're concerned, first thing you do is get them into your doctor or healthcare provider to get them assessed.
So in this kind of situation, emergently, would we be calling poison control, or would it be, you know, get them into the emergency room or your doctor?
Well, I think it's kind of a instinctual thing for a parent. If a kid looks like they're sick or they've had a whopping exposure, that you're going to want to call, 911. The other would be if you're not sure or you think maybe, the poison control is a great source of information and kind of making that determination of what has to happen next.
Well, as parents, we have to watch out for the pesticides that seem to be all around us, and we can get involved in our communities by finding out when the communities are spraying, when they're working on the parks, when they're doing, using chemicals we don't want our children around, and sort of gearing our schedules around that, bringing the kids inside, and look around your own yard and house. What are you doing around your own house? Do you have things that are really that dangerous around? So this is what we're talking about. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.